brought to you by Penguin.
The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt. Read by Sean Pratt.
Note to listeners, this audiobook includes a downloadable PDF with charts, graphs, and images from the book.
For the teachers and principals at PS3, Lab Middle School, Baruch Middle School, and Brooklyn Technical High School, who have devoted their lives to nurturing children, including mine. This is Jonathan Haidt with a note on the recording. In December 2023, I developed vocal cord problems and lost the ability to speak for 2 weeks. Over the next few weeks, my voice began to come back, but it tires quickly and sounds a little rough. So the audiobook producers and I decided that I would read the introduction chapter and then turn it over to a much more talented professional voice actor, Sean Pratt, to read the rest. While I'm talking to you here, let me tell you a few more things. This book has a lot of graphs and figures. Some of them are kind of shocking, if I do say so myself. I've written out instructions for Sean to explain some of them beyond what is in the text. But I hope that you'll take advantage of the free PDF file that gives all of the figures. You can find that PDF, plus many supplemental graphs and figures, plus research updates, at the website I've created for the book, anxiousgeneration.com. And finally, you'll find a lot more about the youth mental health crisis and how you can help to reverse it as a parent, educator, or employer if you subscribe to my free Substack at afterbabble.com. That's afterbabble.com. Okay, let's go. Introduction. Growing up on Mars. Suppose that when your first child turned 10, a visionary billionaire whom you've never met chose her to join the first permanent human settlement on Mars. Her academic performance, plus an analysis of her genome, which you don't remember giving consent for, clinched her a spot. Unbeknownst to you, she had signed herself up for the mission because she loves outer space. And besides, all of her friends have signed up. She begs you to let her go. Before saying no, you agree to learn more. You learn that the reason they're recruiting children is that they adapt better to the unusual conditions of Mars than adults, particularly the low gravity. If children go through puberty and its associated growth spurt on Mars, their bodies will be permanently tailored to it, unlike settlers who come over as adults. At least, that's the theory. It's unknown whether Mars-adapted children would be able to return to Earth. You find other reasons for fear. First, there's the radiation. Earth's flora and fauna evolved under the protective shield of the magnetosphere, which blocks or diverts most of the solar wind, cosmic rays, and other streams of harmful particles that bombard our planet. Mars doesn't have such a shield. So, a far greater number of ions would shoot through the DNA of each cell in your daughter's body. The project's planners have built protective shields for the Mars settlement based on studies of adult astronauts who have a slightly elevated risk of cancer after spending a year in space. But children are at an even higher risk because their cells are developing and diversifying more rapidly and would experience higher rates of cellular damage. Did the planners take this into account? Did they do any research on child safety at all? As far as you can tell, no. And then there's gravity. Evolution optimized the structure of every creature over eons for the gravitational force on our particular planet. From birth onward, each creature's bones, joints, muscles, and cardiovascular system develop in response to the unchanging one-way pull of gravity. Removing this constant pull profoundly affects our bodies. The muscles of adult astronauts who spend months in the weightlessness of space become weaker and their bones become less dense. Their body fluids collect in places where they shouldn't, such as the brain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?